California fires kill at least four people in 4 days. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. More wildfire death and destruction in California. The Fairview fire that broke out yesterday about 80 miles east of Los Angeles is the latest to turn deadly.
This fire continues to grow 700 acres so far with very little containment. Sadly, two people lost their lives. They were killed in the blaze and a third suffered severe burns. All three civilians, residents of this community. The Fairview fire began as a small brush fire, but quickly spread. At least half a dozen homes destroyed.
Fox 11's Gina Silva in the town of Hemet. And those deaths come on the heels of two in the Mill Fire in Northern California. On Friday, firefighters found two women, ages 67 and 73, dead, at least three injured there. Wildfires have killed those people in searing heat, which is making it difficult to fight those fires and get them under control. President Biden takes another swipe at MAGA Republicans, who he considers a threat to democracy.
We have to be stronger and more determined and more committed to saving American democracy than the MAGA Republicans and that guy out that door are destroying democracy. Because democracy is at stake.
The president spoke yesterday in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, two swing states in the midterm elections.
President Biden says MAGA is bad. Former President Trump argues MAGA is good.
He thinks making America great again is a threat to our country. No, making America great again is great for our country.
That was in Pennsylvania, sandwiched between Biden visits to the Keystone State.
And that's Fox's Peter Doocy. And Wall Street reopens this morning after taking Labor Day off. Dow futures up 218 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
One of the two suspects in Canada's worst mass killing is found dead. Police say that Damian Sanderson did not kill himself and that they're searching for his brother.
Miles Sanderson, Damian's brother, may have sustained injuries. This has not been confirmed. But we do want the public to know this because there is a possibility he may seek medical attention. Even if he is injured, it does not mean he is not still dangerous.
Rhonda Blackmore with RCMP. Police believe the men killed 10 people and injured 15 on Sunday. Police in Memphis, Tennessee say they found a body of a woman yesterday near where jogger Eliza Fletcher was kidnapped. No word if it is her. The Coast Guard calls off the search for nine people presumed dead after a seaplane crashed Sunday in Washington State's Puget Sound. One body recovered there. Labor Day excitement at the zoo in Cleveland.
One of the animals at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo made a break for it.
We were making our way down to the giraffes, and all of a sudden, my husband saw this wolf just run right by us.
A gray wolf managed to escape her habitat.
It ran through the public space for about 5 minutes before we were able to get it into a non-public area, surround the wolf. The wolf was then tranquilized with a dart.
Zoo's executive director, Dr. Chris Kuhar, says none of the guests were in any real danger because the wolves prefer to avoid people. The wandering wolf, now confined to an off-exhibit area, while they figure out how she got out. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And a Georgia State University student says employees at a Popeyes in Atlanta would not let her buy food for a homeless man and then called the cops on her when she tried. The incident was captured by TikTok, and store manager figured out what was going on. He let the woman and the man order whatever they wanted for free. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.